Audio description of Fractal Forest by Ross Gudgeon, overall winner of Nature Photographer of the Year. This photograph, Fractal Forest by Ross Gudgeon of Western Australia, is in landscape orientation, about 1.5 metres across and 1.1 metres tall. It was taken with a Sony A7 R4 handheld camera with a Nauticam EMWL wet lens. In extreme close-up, it shows a kaleidoscopic view looking upwards into a cauliflower soft coral against a background of deep blue water fading to pale green at the bottom of the photograph. The edges of the picture are blurred. In the foreground, the coral bases resemble tree trunks sprouting below the bottom of the image, stretching their branches towards the top. The surface of the coral is ghostly white, streaked with crimson. From these trunks, branches of coral extend into the blue distance, splitting into smaller limbs. The nearer they get to the centre of the photograph, the clearer they become. After three or four divisions, the coral branches end in clusters of short fuzzy spikes that resemble the florets of a cauliflower. They crowd together at the top of the coral trees, almost covering the blue background. In the centre of the photo, in crystal clear focus, the polyps stretch out their tentacles of white and gold. While it can resemble a plant, cauliflower soft coral is actually a sessile animal, a seafloor colony made up of thousands of tiny organisms. Gudgeon, the photographer, described the picture as an inside-out view of a cauliflower soft coral, named for its characteristic appearance that resembles a cauliflower, with numerous small, rounded, bump-like polyps that give it a puffy texture. This unique perspective was made possible by the Nauticam EMWL, an underwater version of the probe or insect eye lens. The judges have remarked, this is an exceptional photograph that skews perception and leaves us questioning reality. Giving us a unique perspective on a coral, the photographer takes us out of the marine habitat into a whole new world. There's nothing fake here, but still we ponder, is this nature or a painting? This is the end of the audio description.